Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The United States has spent more than $200 billion on private contractors in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Of that, up to $60 billion have been lost to waste or fraud. Now, that's according to a special congressional panel's new report. Here's Catherine Shanasi, a member of the Commission on Wartime Contracting, speaking on Wednesday.
$30 to $60 billion doesn't sound like much when you say it every day. But in the report, we've broken that down to $12 million a day. We're wasting up to $12 million a day. Maybe that will make a little bit of difference in the attention that people pay to this.
Well, joining us now is Massachusetts Congressman John Tierney. He's the ranking Democrat on the National Security, Homeland Defense, and Foreign Operations Oversight Subcommittee. Congressman Tierney, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. But let me just, first of all, ask you, the findings of the commission are pretty startling. Upwards of $60 billion possibly lost to waste and fraud. That may be as much as one out of every $4 spent on private contracting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Are you troubled by the extent of this waste?
Oh, I mean, we're absolutely troubled by the extent of it. And one of the reasons that I drafted the legislation, and Jim Leach, who was a Republican co-sponsor, no longer in Congress, but at the time he was, put it together, and then Jim Webb and Claire McCaskill picked up the bill over in the Senate, was that we foresaw that this was where we were headed because we didn't have the right checks and balances and we didn't have enough management and oversight people, and things weren't being watched carefully enough. And we saw it happening in Iraq and the hearings that the committee had, and we assumed that there was the risk of it happening in Afghanistan and in the Pakistan arena, and that's why the Wartime Contracting Commission became an important supplement to what we were doing on the committee.
You know, the committee's findings also reveal that it's not just waste, but that some $18 billion may have been lost due to outright fraud. I mean, the report includes a copy of an extortion letter sent by Afghan insurgents to a contractor working on U.S. government-funded construction projects, you know, basically saying, give us the money or we're going to attack. I mean, you've been looking at that issue in particular over the past many months.
Well, we had the whole hearing series and investigations into the so-called host nation contractors, where the Department of Defense was issuing contracts to eight companies who basically were the quintessential middle people. They didn't have any drivers and they didn't have any security, but they would take the money, pocket some of it, go out and find some drivers, and for security, in the end, we found out that people would be paid off. Warlords, Taliban. So the money's coming full cycle back, arming people who are fighting against our men and women, and we're losing the money.
Well, I wonder, the question I wanted to ask you was that Chris Shays, and he's another one of the committee's co-chairs and obviously
Chris
has a long history in Washington. I mean, he said that what's really troubling is that senior defense officials have testified that the United States cannot go to war without large-scale contracting support, that this is baked in the cake in how we do warfare. So, I mean, given that, what can be done? There are recommendations the report has, but what do you think the most important things are to be done to curb the $60 billion of waste for, future engagements?
Well, it's almost impossible to say what's the most important thing to be done. I mean, first of all, we can make sure that that our agencies have enough staff on that they can actually manage and oversee any contract in those occasions where they have to outsource it. But we ought also to have enough capacity in-house, particularly to do those things that are inherently governmental, and then make a real good analysis, as the committee recommends, that just don't assume that something that's not inherently governmental should be done by an outside contractor. There are some times when safety and other factors require that it's suitable that it be done by one of the agencies properly trained. So we need to get enough resources into all of our departments for these whole-of-government sort of approaches on bringing development to some of these companies and countries. So there's a lot. There's bringing the right kind of personnel in, making sure they have the right kind of training, making sure that we're not contracting out things that shouldn't be contracted out. And I think with the recommendation that we're already working on here is making sure that there are inspectors general in place for these overseas contingency operations from the very first day so that nothing gets so far down the line that you're unraveling and finding the waste and fraud, but that in the beginning the operations are watched and this oversight makes sure that they're done properly and there's transparency, and they don't have an opportunity to do the waste and the fraud and the abuse.
And this is the proposed office for a permanent
Special Inspector General for Contingency Operations. It's a bill that, you know, as I said, we used to have the committee in for hearings when I was chairing the hearing. We'd bring in the Wartime Commission, and they told us that they thought this was a good idea. We did some investigation ourselves and worked with them. We've drafted the legislation. I'll file it next week, but it's built on their further recommendations and their confirming what we thought was necessary in order to prevent this type of situation from happening again. I think we should learn from what happened in Iraq and what happened in Afghanistan and not keep repeating this.
Congressman Tierney, I wonder if I could ask you two brief questions before we run out of too much time. One is that Stan Soloway, he's the head of the Professional Services Council. It's an association that represents contractors. He said, of course, we understand, we're taking a look, et cetera. But he also said that the report overlooks, quote, the messy realities of these contingency operations, these foreign engagements. I mean, that makes it sound like he doesn't see that there even oversight would help the problem, that there's just chaos in the theater of war.
Well, there's chaos in the theater of every war, but there are things that can be anticipated and things that can be built, you know, reserves against or protections against on that basis. It's not enough to say, gee, war is messy and therefore we can have all this waste, fraud, and abuse. It's not automatic.
Mm-hmm. And then, and finally, we just have a couple seconds, Congressman. I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you know, this report comes at a time where the Budgetary Supercommittee in Congress is charged with looking for $1 trillion in cuts in order for, you know, deficit, to shrink the deficit. Senator John Kerry, your senatorial counterpart from Massachusetts, is on that committee. Do you think that he are going to point to his attention to the fact that, you know, we have $60 billion of waste here, that maybe this is something the committee should look at?
We've already had that conversation. We'll have it again, I'm sure. We've had started that conversation back when we had the trucking examination and the other instances where millions and millions of dollars were being lost and wasted on that. But the other thing is, you know, we've got to start moving out of Afghanistan. I mean, having 100,000 troops and 108,000 contractors there when there are virtually next to no al-Qaeda still in the area, we have to reassess what we're doing there. And $12 billion a day is just too much money to be putting over there on top of all the lives that are being put at risk and lost. We have to reassess that for the lives at stake, but for the savings as well.
Congressman John Tierney, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.